It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Good Grief, Dan Levy's directorial debut in which he plays a gay American artist living in England who loses his mother and his screenwriter husband Luke Evans and spends the year in grief. When he finds out from his lawyer that his dead husband had a house in Paris, whom he shared with another man, he tricks his best friends, Himesh Patel and Ruth Negga, into spending the weekend with him as a thank you present for helping him get through his grief, when in actuality he's trying to make sense out of this new piece of info. Levy is this movie. He's the one who carries Good Grief with how he balances his work on both sides of the equation. He chooses to be funny when he wants to be, and chooses to be emotional when he's sincere about it. There should have been more development with the two best friends and their own troubles, as it seems cut and paste and a little unfocused, but on the bright side, Negga and Patel both do solid work keeping their characters in check. This movie won't top Schitt's Creek, but it does serve as a stepping stone for Levy as a filmmaker and actor. 3 stars. To recap the new movies I reviewed this week, thumbs up for The Book of Clarence, thumbs down for Mean Girls, thumbs down for Lift, thumbs down for The Beekeeper, and thumbs up for Good Grief. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.